I'm ready.
Woo!
I'm ready. I want to do that. I want to do the chant, but I decided not
Let's
to.
Let's go.
I'm excited. Tomorrow night, right? Actually, probably.
Let's whoop, go. Whoop.
I guess I'll do this tonight, and we'll come out tonight. So, yeah, tomorrow night.
September 4th.
Here we go. And we're going to be here.
I'm watching the game at Adler Brewing.
Right. Can you believe it's September already?
Oh, my God.
What the hell?
It's the best month of all. You know why?
Because you go back to school.
No.
No?
Is no.
What you're looking
no.
for?
That makes it the worst month. It's my birthday.
Wow. Wow.
But also, it's going back to school.
One more year older. Oof.
One more year until I'm 30.
Oh, my. It's all downhill.
I know.
Wow. What? So you went back to school?
I did go back to school.
Yeah. I had to go.
Last week when you asked me that, I started crying. So, but I'm not going to cry today. Don't worry. I'm back.
School's good.
I'm back.
You're not crying.
I'm back.
I don't want to see you crying.
People I'm not think crying. You're crying.
Yeah.
So you're back to school.
Uh-huh.
And you enjoy it?
I'm there.
You get a whole bunch of new kids this year?
Yeah. Well, kind of. Some are from last year, but for the most part, yeah.
You're teaching the same thing?
I'm teaching what I used to teach.
Oh.
Not last year, but the year before, in the last 5 years.
Oh. I won't ask you questions which one's better yet. I'll wait until later on.
Yeah. We'll see. We shall see.
We're all drinking tonight. We're all drinking, right? You have beer?
Yes, sir.
You have wine. And I'm actually drinking Telemordu. It's not Pennsylvania, but we don't have to. We're not open, so I brought it in. Anyway, so yeah, I'm ready. I'm excited for the Eagles tomorrow night. Are they going to win?
Obviously.
You think?
I have a feeling they might.
So no Micah Parsons. He went to the Packers and
he's a bum.
If he was in Philly, you probably wouldn't say he was a bum.
I don't want him in Philly.
No. Why?
It wasn't worth what they were asking.
They got two number ones and defensive linemen?
Yeah.
Or offensive linemen?
Defensive lineman.
So that's a
they're,
lot.
They're going to use one of those ones on those number one picks on like a kicker.
Yeah.
And the other one will be like a center.
Offensive lineman. They're going to try to start following. Oh. Yeah.
Jerry doesn't care anymore. He just wants to make money.
I don't think Jerry knows he's alive. He has no clue. I mean, he said that he was going to be, he was going to sign Parsons. Parsons was going to play against the Eagles. And they shipped him off to Green Bay.
Jerry turned everything over to his kid, who's even dumber than he is.
That's perfect. I love that.
Yep.
I hate the Cowboys. I'm glad. I think they win Thursday night.
Do you know that the Cowboys have never won a Super Bowl on a flat screen TV?
Oh, my gosh.
It is true. I just saw that the other day. They never won a Super Bowl on a flat screen. They haven't been relevant since 96.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
On a flat screen.
You're like, we have so many rings. Well, you have none. But your team sucks anymore.
They're all
so
tarnished and awful by now.
I agree.
Do you hate the Cowboys?
I do hate the Cowboys. I wish I was going to the game tomorrow.
Mm. I got offered tickets and I said no.
Mm. Said I'll no. be here.
I'll
you
be
know?
Here.
What could be better?
No, nothing. Being here is great. We're going to watch it on the 9-foot screen.
Yeah.
Yeah, put it on. Watch it on 9-foot screen. Have some pizza tomorrow night.
Okay.
Yeah. Some grandma's pizza.
Then you know what? That's worth not going to the game.
Absolutely. Parking sucks down there. Especially tomorrow night. It's going to be terrible.
Yeah.
It's going to be bad.
It'll only be worth it if the grandma's pizza is from...
It is. It is going to be from Pizza Italia.
Pizza Italia.
Yeah. Oh, about the Eagles. My dad actually texted me this the other day. And I was like, what the heck is he talking about? But the Eagles' all-time wins and losses... Philadelphia Eagles' all-time regular season record is 638 wins and 639 losses. This year, they're actually going to get in the positive, unless they go 1-16. So, no, they'll be in the positive this year. That's great.
I think they'll win more than one this year.
I think so, too. Yeah. What do you think the schedule? You want to do that? Let's do that.
The schedule is hard.
Let's look at the schedule. All right, Eagles and Cowboys. We know that one. What do you think? They win that game?
I think the Eagles win by 14 at least.
Oh, God. Okay. I don't know. What do you see, P?
I will give you my after we're done here, going through the schedule,
yeah,
I'll give you my locks for the week.
Oh, get out. Oh, shit, we're going to do that.
I will.
Locks for this week.
Locks for this week.
Three?
Five.
Oh, shit. Maybe you should do three, and then they could get online and have to pay like $19.95 a year.
You have to come in and order a drink.
For the number four.
For number lock. Four and number five.
Oh.
That's a good idea. Are you going to give them to me in case you're not here?
It depends. Are you going to give me free drinks?
I am.
I guess you already are. Okay.
All right. So you say Eagles and Cowboys. Eagles going to win. I agree, Peyton.
I agree.
All right. So there's number one. Oh, week two starting out against the Chiefs. Oh, my. Now, it's got to be it is a national game. 9:14, 4:25 p.m. on Fox.
Who's it, Chiefs?
Chiefs and Birds in Kansas City.
I still think the Eagles are going to be on a high.
You think they're going to be on a high?
I don't think the Chiefs are as good as they were last year. We killed them.
I definitely don't think they're as good as they are last year, but they have something to prove. So.
Yeah, but Taylor's husband is going to be like out of it with his head. He's not going to have his head in the game, so you can take him out.
Does he take her last name?
I think they should.
You think so?
I think you should. Can you imagine how many Kansas City jerseys they would sell if it said Swift on the back?
Oh, my God. That's right.
Or they could hyphen, Kelsey hyphen Swift.
There you go. Would you want a man to take your last name?
No, but we could try it out. I could try it out.
Yeah, you got to take my last name. I mean, if I was a female, you'd have to take my last name. Would you do that? Would you take a woman's last name?
She would have to be the power in the couple.
Well,
like in this case, yeah, sure. I
would. But everybody would be calling him a little bitch because he took a woman's last name.
Everybody's gonna call him a little bitch, and you know what? They could call me a little bitch, and if I get $1 billion for it, I'd say I don't care. Tell you, call me whatever.
I mean,
she's
worth $1 billion, right?
Easily,
and he's only worth.
I'm looking it up.
I think he's. Maybe 50?
Yeah.
I'm looking it up.
Yeah. 50 million.
50 million.
Come on. Loser.
All right.
Her net worth is $1.6 billion.
Well, I'm going to have more than her when I win that lottery.
He should just quit and be in charge of her security detail.
He should. She pay him millions of dollars a year. He's worth?
His is 60 million.
How does it make you feel? I guess it wouldn't make you feel any kind of way. It doesn't matter.
I wouldn't give a damn what people thought.
Yeah, who cares?
I'd be
show
too
up to
busy.
A party.
I'd be too busy.
She's the money
flying
maker.
Around the country, flying around the world, and
in a G.
Hey, honey, let's go to Italy this weekend.
Oh, that'd be fun. Just be like, let's go to Italy. That's a good idea.
Let's just drive out to the airport and take our private jet. Mm.
They don't even have to drive to the airport. They have drivers.
Yeah, that's right. Uber.
You could probably.
Do you take an Uber or do you have a
fly?
They could probably have a helicopter land in the backyard and pick them up and take them to the airport.
No, we've seen that happen before. Kobe. All right, go back. All right, so Chiefs, what do you think? Think a loss?
I think they're going to lose.
What do you think?
Eagles.
I think they lose. I think they lose game two. No. I do. I think they lose game two.
I don't think they're as good as last year.
Three.
Rams. Right?
Yeah, week
I'll
three.
I'll be there.
Get the Rams.
I'll be there. Is it September 21st?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be there, so they better win.
I think they win.
I think so, too.
I definitely think they win that game. At Tampa Bay. That's always proven to be tough for us, so. At Tampa Bay. Hey, they cut the kid who was supposed to stop the tush push. They cut that big kid. He's like 450 pounds.
Yeah.
They said because he couldn't get his weight down. Well, he's 450 pounds. Well, I mean, what do you want from him? You draft him at 450 pounds.
Let's take a really big fat guy and give him all the money he has in the world.
Yeah, and just
him,
sit
you can
there.
Eat whatever you want. You think he might lose weight? I don't think so.
All right, Buccaneers.
That is one that I can see them losing just because it's away, right?
Yeah, it's away in Tampa.
And if they're 3-0 at that point, I could see a letdown.
I don't. I actually see them winning that game. And I also, I think they win the game. What do you think?
I think they win.
Oh, look at that. Peyton's on board. I think they win that game. Broncos. That's at home against the Broncos, so I'm going with a win on that one. What do you think?
Only reason I give them a win.
Because they're at home.
Yes.
Ooh, oh, Peyton's got this.
I did make a face.
You did make a face. Is it because I'm wearing glasses right now? Or?
Yeah, I'm going to go with lose.
Holy
shit. Just to mix it up.
Loss.
Did you know that Denver was the fourth in defense as far as giving up points last year?
How about on the run?
I don't know.
That's what I'm curious about. Because don't forget, we have Saquon. You know, and we talked about this last week with those. We'll get into that later on. Well, let's say this first. Let's go with, you said Broncos, yep. And then they go away to MetLife shit stadium. I hate that. It's the worst stadium in the world. It's so bad. It's almost as bad as RFK Stadium. Is that RFK? What is it, FedEx Field? Is that what they call it now, the new mm-hmm. one? Almost as bad as that one. The Giants, I mean.
It's an easy win.
Easy win. Peyton says easy win. I say easy win.
I got them 5-1 so far.
I don't. I have them 4-2 right now. Vikings. All right, now this. It's going to be a tough one at Vikings.
Vikings aren't ready yet.
It's a daytime game, too. It's not a national game.
Yeah, a bunch of young guys. They're not ready yet.
How do they have the Eagles, going back to week six, how do they have the Eagles 8-15 on a Thursday night against the Giants? Why?
I'm telling you, our schedule is nasty.
Why would you do that? Why would you put 8-15 against the stinking Giants?
Money.
Yeah, but who's going to watch that game? I don't know. I am. Going back to week seven.
I don't know. I am.
Vikings. October 19th, the Vikings. So that's going to be a tough one, but I what do you think?
It's Vikings. Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's the Eagles. Yeah.
Eagles win.
Vikings aren't ready yet. Their kids are too young.
I think our defense eats them alive. So I say the Vikings are going to lose that game. So.
Yeah, I honestly don't know on that one. I don't really know much about the Vikings.
All right, flip a coin.
You know,
good job.
I'm going with the Eagles.
Eagles win.
Okay. Our defense is going to be different this year. Hmm? We have linebackers.
I love our linebackers.
I do too this year.
Then we play the Giants again.
Eagles.
Yeah.
Week 8, so. We're already 2-0 in our division. 3-0 in our division with at that point, which is good.
Yep.
And we have a butt week 9 bye.
We have a butt week?
We do.
A butt week. I'll go with
legs.
I think the Eagles take that one, too.
So then they come back off the bye on a Monday night. So they get extra time off. Yeah, because they play Sunday, October 26th, the bye, and then they come back November 10th against the Packers.
Ooh.
Packers are going to win their division. I mean, that's a night game. That's a Monday night national game. Packers are going to be excited. You know Parsons will be there.
At Green Bay.
Yeah. Friends of mine are going. I would love to go to that game.
Oh, my God. I wanted to go so bad. Let's go. And, well, okay, the only reason why I'm going to go is because it's on my bucket list to wear a cheese hat. But you can't wear a cheese hat because then you're rooting for the Packers.
You cannot. You can wear a cheesesteak hat.
No. I just want to go get the cheese hat, bring it home.
And then where are you going to wear it?
You
would have to put other things on it, like berries and stuff, and make it like a charcuterie hat.
Okay, I could do that. I could definitely do that.
A charcuterie
I would be so down for that. I just want to get a cheese hat. That's all I want.
A friend of mine lives out there. I mean, if you want a hat, I can get him to send a real one.
No, I want to go and get the hat.
I gave that one.
Let's go. Everybody go on Sunday. We'll leave Sunday and we'll come back Tuesday morning.
I have this thing called school.
You have this thing called sick days?
No, not really.
You have this thing called personal days?
Yeah.
No.
Definitely not those.
I gave it to Green Bay. I got them at 7-0.
You have them beating Green Bay?
No, I gave it to Green Bay
because
it's at Green Bay. And it's a Monday night. So I'll have the Eagles at 7-2 at that point.
I have the Eagles winning that game because they're Super Bowl champs. And yeah. They're not going to be let down by or shown up by Green Bay.
Okay.
We shall see.
She's sticking. She's not going to get in. Oh, then we go back. And we go play the Lions at home.
At home?
At home.
Eagles.
W. Yeah, Eagles. W. I'm not scared of Lions. Lions take a step back. We said that last time.
Yep.
With Dan here. We didn't get to talk too much about Dan. Dan was all, he was all on board with the Vikings. He was enjoying himself.
Yeah. He was way too drunk. I don't know.
he was a handful, but
tell me how great the rookie is that didn't even play last year.
Yeah, he was a handful. He was good though. He was fun.
Yeah, he was enthusiastic.
I mean a handful. When I say handful, I meant he had a lot of comments and he had a lot of positive things to say about his team.
Well, it's called being a fan.
Yeah,
he was wrong.
He was 100%
that's
wrong.
Fine.
Keep going.
Oh God. Okay.
Oh geez.
I know.
Keep it moving.
That took so long. I had to put my code back in. All right, then we play the stinking Cowboys again at AT&T Stadium.
9-2 because I'll never lose to
National teams. Game too. By the way,
nothing doesn't mean anything.
And that's the Kelly Green game. Oh.
Dallas may be statistically eliminated at that point.
Maybe. I'll go over the Kelly Green game, too, after this. They're wearing Kelly Green 3 times this year.
It's awesome.
I love that.
I don't know why everybody loves the Kelly Green. I don't mind it once in a while. We didn't do shit with the Kelly Green. That's why I'm...
I love
the
black.
They were awesome. Well,
I like the black.
Love.
We used to wear black all the time against the Giants.
They look the best in black.
Okay. Then we have a Prime video game. It's going to be on Prime. It's against the Bears.
The Bears.
At home.
It's at home, right?
Mm-hmm. It's a 3 o'clock game.
It's my brother likes.
The Bears.
It's
Which
crazy.
Brother?
It's 3 Logan. O'clock Sunday? Sunday at 3? That's stupid.
Yeah. Oh, you know what's not? You know why it's not?
It's Saturday, isn't it?
It's a Friday game. It's Black Friday.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
Then why aren't they wearing...
I might have to go to that one.
That, you say that was a Black Jersey Day?
No, but that'd be so cool if
it should
black.
Be. They
were black.
Don't you think?
It should be.
I think we should go to that game.
I might have to go to that game, actually.
Then we go out to...
Do you know what? I'm thinking about tossing one.
Wait, what did you say about the Bears? You said a win, right?
Eagles.
No, I might actually go with the Bears at that point just because it's late in the season and we're at 9-2 before that, and they got to be exhausted.
Well, they had the bye. But if anything, I would say at the Cowboys with a loss, that's a possibility.
No.
You think they sweep the Cowboys this year? I don't. Okay.
I think the Cowboys are awful this year.
I don't know. I don't think.
Name their running back.
I think they got enough power on the receiving end. I really do. CeeDee Lamb is just fantastic. He's such a great receiver.
Can he throw it to himself?
Well, Dak's not that horrible. I mean,
Dak's terrible.
He's not horrible.
He's going to have people all over him. Their offensive line sucks.
All right, so you go with a win on the Cowboys. You go with a loss on the Bears game.
Yeah, I'm 9-3.
I'm going with a win on the Bears at San Diego, which means what? San Diego. Do you know what that means?
San Diego.
San Diego.
Yes. St. Diego.
San Diego.
It means a whale's vagina.
San Diego?
Yeah.
What?
Does anybody ever watch Anchorman? That's
yeah,
what he said
I've
in Anchorman.
It.
He goes, it's San Diego means a whale's vagina.
Okay, I don't remember that.
All right. I do.
Okay.
They're going to play San Diego. Oh, no, wait. Not San Diego. What am I saying? It's L.A. Chargers, right?
Yeah.
It's L.A. Chargers now, yeah. ESPN. No. National game, Monday Night Football.
Eagles. 10-3.
You have a 10-3?
Yep.
Well, we're even, too, because I have a 10-3.
Mm-hmm.
Because you said the Bears, and I said Eagles. Oh, then the Raiders come here.
Eagles.
Raiders are not ready yet. They got a
So we have it 11-3. That's where we're at, 11-3.
Yep. They got a rookie running back, and that's about it.
Guess who's next?
Who?
Washington?
Week 16.
We play Washington yet?
No. They do now. It's not announced. They play Washington the last two or three games. Twice in the last three games. They play Commanders. It doesn't even say what day yet. So they're going to move that to whatever they want. And then, so...
Week 16?
And that's at Commanders in Week 16.
You know, I'm going to split with the Commanders.
That's...
So I'll give them a game at home.
You give the Washington at home?
Yeah.
I'll give Washington at home, too. Peyton says Washington at home.
Yep.
Then they travel up for the last game
in the
history
Look for me in the crowd.
I'm still trying to go. One buddy says, I'm trying to go.
Yep.
Buffalo. The last three games could mean everything or could mean nothing.
Well, it better mean everything because it's the only way my ass is sitting outside in that cold weather.
Let's put it this
way. You know how cold that is up there? I think we talked about this. It's freezing cold.
So it better
be. I could do it. I lived in Chicago.
It better be a good game.
We are at 11-4 before we go to Buffalo.
Oh, you have them winning against Washington or loss?
I gave the game to Washington.
Okay, I'm with you. And Buffalo, 11-4 going into Buffalo, and you're saying?
I'm saying that we're going to start sitting some people.
I don't. And maybe for the next week.
I don't see any reason to have them play in a shitstorm.
It depends on if Washington is ahead of us or not.
They won't be.
If Washington's in first place.
No.
Guess what? We're playing.
We're 11-4 at that point.
Yeah, but Washington, I think Washington's a really good team.
I don't think they're ready.
Okay.
All right, folks.
She says no more.
Speed it up here.
All right, so you have a loss at Buffalo?
Yes.
I have a win at Buffalo. I think they lose to Washington, win at Buffalo, and then they finish the season. Their last game of the season is going to matter. And I think it's going to be Eagles against Washington at home.
Yep.
And I think the Eagles win.
Yep.
Agreed.
And they win the division.
Yep.
And the number one seed overall.
Yep.
Whoop, whoop.
This is a tough schedule. This is a really hard schedule.
It is.
Can they do it again? Can they win the Super Bowl again?
Absolutely.
I think they can, too.
I think if they're in the Super Bowl again, we all need to go.
Well, that guy said he was inviting us to go. He looked at you, and he looked at me.
And you and I have had this conversation before.
You don't remember who it is.
Not even that. I don't remember any of us. But you've said it multiple times. But if you're saying it, I believe you. I'm going.
Well, nobody's ever wanted to go with me. Never.
I'm going. I'll even go on a school night.
Oh, shit.
I know.
Oh, man.
I know.
I don't want to buy another thing. Every time the Eagles are in the Super Bowl, I buy something. Whether it's a TV for home, I bought an 85-inch television for home, and then nobody wanted to go, so that's why I bought the TV, and then nobody wanted to go, so I bought a 9-foot TV for here.
Maybe if nobody wants to go with you again this year, you could buy, like, a puppy.
Actually, I'll tell you, no, thank you.
Okay.
No, thank you. The Super Bowl is in San Francisco this year. I have a place to stay. Just saying.
Okay.
My sister's house. I'm sure she'll allow me to stay there.
And well, and we have tickets.
And we have tickets from this cat. He's not there right now.
No, he's not there. We keep looking over there.
But that's the last place he was. He was sitting right there.
Okay. Dean, don't you see him? Say he's hi. Right
there. Hey, what's up?
Hey, dude.
Hey, you're looking over there. What do you see? Anything over there different?
Anything hanging over there?
Well, the Cheers picture was before.
It was not. I just hung it yesterday.
Where was it?
It was back there with the rest of the shit I wanted to get done.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. I just hung it yesterday.
But we showed it to you before.
Yeah, you've seen it.
Yeah.
That's why. All
right, so the Eagles go to the Super Bowl this year. Who do they play in the NFC Championship? I think they actually play Washington again.
In the NFC Championship? Yeah, I can see that.
Yep. And Washington. The only thing that scares me about Washington is their coach. I think their coach is great. And that's one thing that when he went there, that's the one thing I was concerned with. Because I would love to have him as coach. Because Sirianni's still a puppet. I mean, he's not a...
He is really good.
He's got good...
He has really good coaches.
He's got good coaches. And I love his coaches this year. I mean, Fangio's... Come on.
Yeah.
If he's there, we're going to do great.
Well, Stoutland's the best offensive line coach.
Absolutely. Did you know Lane Johnson got a divorce? I didn't know that.
Oh, my God.
It was a while back. He kept it silent because he was going through something years ago. And I don't know if you remember, he sat out. He was going through personal issues, so they sat him out for a couple games. It was because he was going through a divorce.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
I just read it the other day because it popped up, and I was like, ah, this is trash. This is that trash shit that you see on the internet. And I read it. No, it's true.
Hmm. Well, if it was on the internet, it's got to be true.
Absolutely.
There's laws.
Yeah.
There are laws.
It's got to be true.
Yep.
It's fact. Fact, not fiction.
Dean.
Yes.
Question for you.
17.
Oh, my God. That's serious? That was your number?
Yes.
No, what was your number?
In
anything. 24. What was your number?
24.
That was your number for?
Baseball.
Baseball? Okay.
Huh.
Pete?
Don't even look over here. Well, I did every sport. You name it. My parents put me on the team. So I always had a different number.
And and nothing ever stood out. You never were like, that's my number forever.
Oh, well, I like 3 or 7.
Okay. Were you a cheerleader?
I was a cheerleader. I played volleyball. I played soccer. I played softball. I tried basketball. I tried volleyball. I tried tennis. I tried dance. I tried.
Do you notice she said I tried with a lot of the ones at the end?
Yeah. But she still couldn't ride a bike.
Well, I couldn't play the sports either. I sat on the bench, but I was the best looking kid out there. Cutest, that's for sure.
Is that what your mom says?
Yes, that's what my mom told me.
my mom tells me I'm the cutest.
You did such a good job sitting on the bench, honey.
That's what Robin used to say. Good job, honey.
My number was for ice hockey was 27, and baseball was always 7. No matter what, it was always 7. Everywhere I went, somebody had 7.
Do you know why my favorite number is 7?
I do know why.
Why?
It's your birthday.
Yeah.
It's actually my birthday, too.
September 7th. Boop, boop.
That's this weekend. We're going to have a party here for her, by the way.
Really?
Yeah, we are.
Tell me about it.
Where's here?
Where is here?
Adler Brewing?
Yes. We should need a commercial.
2210?
Hampton Boulevard.
That's right. I love it. You guys actually know the address.
Except somebody asked me how to spell it the other day, and I spelled it wrong.
Did you do with a T?
I don't know. I just was saying letters.
Muhlenberg Township. So it's just outside of Reading. So you don't have to worry about going into Reading.
No, it's 200 feet away from Reading.
It's so safe here.
Yeah. It is safe. And we have a really nice parking lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, I was brewing today, by the way. I'm off from my regular job.
Did you have Taco Bell?
No, not that type of brewing.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
No, I'm actually brewing over here today. I was brewing a black IPA. I'm going to finish it tonight. I have to boil it up and add the hops and throw it in there. And
what are you going to call it? Do you know?
Yeah, that's the Frumpy Nun. No, it's the Frumpy Nun.
Oh, okay.
This is the Frumpy Nun. This is the one that I've been trying to brew for a year now.
I'll have to wear the shirt again.
Yeah. We're ordering more shirts.
That's so nice that you have a shirt. Mm-hmm. I don't have a Frumpy Nun shirt. Oh, and my. I'm the bar manager, so.
Oh, my. Okay. It's coming. Oh, okay.
Check your inventory.
Sorry about that.
She's going to steal one.
Yeah.
There's none even in here to steal.
No, they're all gone. They sold them all.
I would have stole it a long time ago.
Wow.
I gave her another shirt the other day. I gave her a Taptation shirt.
And I took a shirt right there. There's another one right there.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. I'm the shirt thief.
You got a shirt for every day of the week now.
I do. I don't even have to wash them. And now when it gets cold, I can just keep stealing sweatshirts.
Yeah, we only have a few left.
I know. I don't know
You're
what
done.
I was going to say. Yep, I'm done.
I gave you the floor.
I know.
I was like,
I'm sorry.
The floor's yours.
I had something really good, too. But I lost it. I don't know. I don't know what I was going to say. Yeah.
Okay.
It's with that old age.
It's another birthday. Yeah, you're getting old.
Yeah, your birthday. So you'll be 29 on Sunday.
29, yeah. On Sunday.
We have to get you on Prevagen or something.
I don't even know what that is.
I think I should get on that.
What is it?
It's Prevagen? Like for brain development
for cognition, so you don't forget things. So you're ever in the middle of a sentence and you
I just did it like 6 seconds ago.
I had to ask people the other day about what beer did we give you.
I have to do that though sometimes too. But you are really bad with
it. I'm so bad.
Well, it would help, you know, if you would do that thing where you like put it in the system.
God, everything's falling apart.
If you would put it in the computer, You know?
Yeah.
Then you wouldn't forget.
You should listen to the bar manager.
I know.
Maybe she should come back here and try to fix this.
What is happening? We're having technical difficulties.
I just can't move
it. Dean, we're so in sync.
We have so much technology here tonight. like this place is insane. It's an absolute studio. It's Adler Studio.
Adler Studios. I like that. Oh, and yeah, we're going to do that Jeopardy. People keep talking about it. I love hearing it.
Oh, I know. I'm excited.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
There's a really good Jeopardy host.
It's going to be good.
Yeah. Yep. Are you going to have like a fake name?
Yes.
Which
I haven't decided yet.
Okay.
Are you between
like
any?
Like Ricardo or?
I was going Hispanic, mm-hmm. but I don't know if I can pull it off.
Okay.
I'm too Dutchy.
Call yourself Ezekiel or Jacob.
No, Jacob.
I'll let you know. It'll be great, though.
Jacob,
we're
going
to have a live studio audience. It's going to be awesome. Yeah,
that's going to be a good time.
Can you imagine? We're going to have people like standing up and cheering
Wednesday
and everything.
We're going to do Wednesday nights. That's cool?
Wednesday?
Yeah.
Are you going to be open again?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, we got a lot of things happening right now.
We got to publicize that because we're going to be picking neighbors for contestants.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's going to happen. Yeah. We're going to do it that way. We're going to take, every time you get a beer, you get a ticket. I got the tickets already. And you just write your name on it. It goes inside the little bowl. I don't know what kind of bowl.
A big bowl.
Ooh, I'll be in charge of that.
Okay. And then what will happen is that night, it gets drawn that night for the game. So you have to be here to get in.
Yep.
And the prize is not going to be, you know, that's at the end of the fourth week. So you have to get, if you win the first night, you automatically go to week four for the Tournament of Champions.
Yep.
And then the second night, which is the second week, you win that, you go to the fourth week. Mm-hmm. You know? So we'll have three winners for week four. I'm not going to play games. It'll be a good gift.
We had really good gifts for just bingo the other night.
Yeah, they were good. I did gift cards for bingo.
But that not was, for oh, here, for like other places.
Yeah.
I think the crowd's going to be insane.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. We're going to rile them up. We had all kinds of plans.
I'm excited.
Me too.
I'm excited.
Okay.
Yeah. We have a lot of fun things coming up. Oh. Don't ring my bell on me.
Okay. Ring my bell. So, oh, my God. Do you know who sang that?
Ring my bell.
My bell. Ring my bell. Who sang that?
Whitney Houston.
No.
No, I just made it up. Here I don't even know the song.
We should perform.
I could sing.
Oh, my God.
Right,
you two of you could do a live karaoke night. I'll be the host.
Do you know what? I don't know if I can because of my contractual obligations.
I still don't know who signed him.
Oh. Who do you think?
I don't. He's thinking of a name now. Not Clive that. Davis.
I can't get into it.
Clive Davis.
Can't get into it.
All right, so Phillies. Do you mind we talk about the Phillies a little bit?
Sure.
I mean, we're still there. We're number two right now, and that game was decent.
What the hell is with the Phillies, though?
Well, I don't know.
Just when they get you all... What the hell is going on? Anyway, just when the Phillies win a few in a row and you start to think, boy, they are looking good. They're really looking good. And then all of a sudden, they just take a dump.
Well, yeah. I mean, they played the Mets. They looked absolutely horrendous against the Mets. Swept up in Citi Field, but they haven't won a game in Citi Field. I think it's 10 in a row now they've lost up there. But I went up there years ago and watched them play. I think it was Cole Hamels pitched, and we lost 11-2. And I'm not the quietest guy, not the quietest fan. So I cheer pretty loud. I've gotten in trouble. I've gotten in trouble with my daughter. Did I ever tell you that story?
No.
We went to see the Mets. Big mistake. I should never take my daughter and her friend to see the Mets.
Which
and Phillies.
What kind of father?
Riley would be just as like me, but Evelyn, she'd probably be on board now that she's older. But it was bad because we were beating the hell out of them the whole time, and then how come you think Peyton? That was really loud. They were beating the hell out of them, and they came back and started beating the hell out of us. And this Mets fan starts yelling, and my blood was boiling. I told him, man, you've been sitting on your hands. I can't say what I said, but you've been sitting on your hands all game. Sit down. You know, blah, 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 blah. You know, all the whole thing. And then it made Evelyn cry.
And oh my God!
Yeah. You're that obnoxious Philly fan.
No, I just don't put up with Mets fans. I hate Mets fans.
So dramatic. Now she's traumatized.
No, she just won't go to a Mets game with me anymore.
She hasn't been to a game since, a baseball game since.
Yeah, she won't go. Yeah, she doesn't even look at a baseball anymore. God. But her friend Ann was laughing. She thought it was great that I was screaming at him. And then I got yelled at by some old dude to sit down. He was the usher, so I listened to him. But yeah. And then we shook hands at the end, me and the stinking Met fan. So I didn't want to shake his hand. But I was like, ugh.
You wash your hands.
Do it for Ev.
I did it for her.
Yep.
Did you wash your hands then?
No, I couldn't. It was already eaten at my hand. This is fake.
Mets fan. Jesus. I don't know where that hand has been.
So the Phillies are number two right now in the league. Whole league. Detroit's right behind them. And Milwaukee's ahead of us by 4.5 games. So,
did you go to any games this season?
No.
Neither did I. I always go to a game, and I haven't been to a game yet.
I haven't gone for a couple of years, and I'll tell you why. It's just too damn expensive.
Oh, that's fair.
It is. It's just too damn expensive, and I don't enjoy it. For what I pay, I can sit at home, I can watch the game, and for what I would pay to go to that game, I can have one hell of a party in my house.
I did go to the Yankees-Phillies. That was at the Yankee Stadium. That was pretty good. But, I mean, we lost, but it was still good. But, yeah, I haven't been. What about an Eagles game?
Do you know what it costs for a beer at an Eagles game? Let's say you want to buy a Miller.
$20.
Light. Yeah, it's $18.50.
Yeah.
I don't drink at the games. I don't drink. I don't drink at the Eagles games. I drink at the Phillies games. They're so expensive now. Like,
you don't drink at the Eagles games?
No. No, I don't. You know why? Because we had season tickets. This is my second year without them. But our seats were the last row. And it's 87 steps down and 87 steps back.
Well, it's a good workout.
And I don't want to do it.
It's great.
So I don't drink at the games. I drink in the morning.
It's zero steps to my living room.
Yeah, well. But there's nothing like going to a game.
Oh, my God. It's the best.
It's so much fun.
I'm so excited. 2 more weeks. I'll be there. Boop, boop.
Yeah.
Ding.
Sorry.
Hey, I got a story to tell you.
Go.
Did I tell you what happened to me this week? Last week, no. I went to work on Monday. Okay? Leave extra early because I get...
On Labor Day?
A week before.
Oh, okay.
Monday morning, I'm going to work. I think, geez, I need some gas. So I pull into Sheets. I start pumping gas. It's coming out so slow.
Oh, no way. I wanted to hear this.
I get 31 cents of gas out of this pump. And I'm like, God damn it. I reach over to pull it out of my truck, the nozzle. Next thing you know, the top where it connects to the gas pump has this big metal connector, and it flies off. It hits me in the wrist, takes a gash out of my wrist, and I'm looking at it. I'm immediately bleeding, and it's running down my hand.
Oh, my God.
And then... as it disconnects, it takes about 2 quarts of gas and throws it all over me, all over my open wound, all over my shirt that I'm wearing for work.
What? What gas station was this at?
It was at Sheets in right going to 222 there near Fleetwood.
Oh my God.
So I go inside and I tell the kid at the counter, I say, get the manager, I'm gonna go, and at this point it's literally like bleeding down my arm. And I said, I'm going to go try to clean this off. I said, get the manager. We got to talk. So I go in the bathroom, and I'm like cleaning it up as much as I can, getting all the gasoline off myself. And I can't get it to stop bleeding because it actually took a gash out of the back of my wrist.
Did the gas get in your eyes?
No. It got all over the side of my shirt and the sleeve and stuff.
Ugh.
And then... So I finally come out, and I said to the guy, I said, I need a bandage or something because it won't stop bleeding.
Mm-hmm.
So he gives me one. I go back in. I got try to clean it up as much as possible. I put a Band-Aid on, and I come back out. And now he wants me to fill out this incident form, which I wanted to fill out too, but now at this point I'm late for work, and I got to get to work. So I tell the guy, I said, listen, I'll come back later, but I got to get to work, right? I go into work, and I realize once I'm in there that – I stink to high hell. Like,
I was going
like
to say
unleaded gas.
Why did you go right into work? There's no way.
Well, I didn't. I guess I didn't realize how bad it was at the time because everything around me smelled. Everything around me smelled like gasoline. So I go up to the counter. I stopped on my way home, and he had already put in the
incident.
The incident report. I said, no. That doesn't work. I didn't sign your incident report, right? So he gives me the number for their incident report hotline or whatever, you know, like legal team, whatever. And he says, they'll probably call you back tomorrow. Well, they didn't call me back all last week.
Uh-oh.
So I called them on Friday, and I talked to a woman. She took all the information again. She said, oh, they'll call you back probably tomorrow.
Lies.
Today is tomorrow, and they haven't called me back. So there's going to be another phone call. In the meantime, I stopped at urgent care to have this thing checked out because it wasn't healing.
It wasn't closing.
And it was burning like I thought it was infected or something. So I figured, screw it, I'm going to stop in there, right? So the woman looks at it, and I get a tetanus shot and all this other stuff, and they clean it up and stuff. But what was scaring me is, you know, I work on computers at work, and now my wrist hurts like crazy, like I got carpal tunnel. Like, I don't know if it hit a nerve or what. So anyway, now I'm trying to get a hold of them because they're going to at least have to pay for my
urgent care bill.
And, yeah.
Let me see. Is there anything left there? Or?
Well, it's kind of healing up now, but it was really thick. It was like it didn't just cut me on top. It
took a gouge. Did you have to get stitches or anything?
No. But
why did they give you a tetanus shot from gasoline?
Tetanus is from metal. I think tetanus is
from
metal.
Oh, from the thing that fell.
Yeah.
So I went home, and my wife is working from home that day. And as I'm taking off this stinky ass shirt, she looks, and now I had a cut down the side of my belly too. I didn't even realize it. So it must have hit me in the wrist, and then slashed me down the side.
Did you shower?
Well, I cleaned up at that point. It wasn't that.
Gasoline.
Yeah, so I work from home, but anyway, so
was
that's
it unleaded or was it?
It was unleaded. So I got this going on.
87, 90, 92.
87. I went 87. Oh,
that's
that
not
day.
As bad.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Thank God it wasn't like the premium.
Yeah.
No, I can't afford the
diesel. Oh my God.
I know.
So anyway, that's what I got going on right now.
Did you at least get gas in your car?
Did they give you free gas?
I stopped somewhere else. No, they gave me nothing.
They got nothing out of it.
They gave me nothing, but we're not done.
And then you still had to go somewhere else to get gas.
We're going
to
pursue this. I've got it heavily documented. I've got pictures and everything. I've got my urgent care.
You probably don't want to talk
bill.
About this.
Huh?
Maybe you don't want to talk about this.
In case no, I was just wondering if anybody had a good lawyer.
You should have kept your little hospital band on.
I have a fantastic lawyer. He's actually amazing.
Well, maybe I'll give him a call.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shout out to my lawyer.
I want at least a nice gas card out of this for my trouble.
A nice one?
Yes.
What's nice?
Oh, give me like $5,000 in gas.
$5,000.
Holy Jesus.
Okay, I was thinking like $100.
Yeah.
You have no idea how I suffered.
I know. He hasn't been able to go to sheets right now.
I'm having a hard time even talking about this right now because it was so traumatic.
He's getting teary-eyed.
That's it. How does it make you feel? Okay.
Stop. Calm down.
All right.
You need a soothing voice.
I feel better knowing I got that off my chest.
You feel good now?
Yeah.
And what did Kelly say? Is she having issues?
She was worried about me, yes.
Yeah.
Well, she does have issues, yeah, but... That's something else.
But she was worried about you. That's kind of her.
Okay. Phillies. World Series.
No.
Did they go to World Series?
No.
No.
Why? Why didn't they go to World Series?
They are not consistent enough. And we lost the pitcher?
Yeah, we lost Wheeler.
We lost Wheeler.
I don't know. I'm okay with, like, Sanchez stepping up. So I have the odds here of winning the World Series. Who has the best odds to win the World Series?
Not the Phillies.
LA
Dodgers. Odds are plus 340. Tied for second. They actually have the Brewers and the Tigers with 750, the odds, plus 750 to win the World Series. I don't think the Tigers. What's the matter?
Nothing. It was just far away. It was hard to hear.
Oh, can you hear me?
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me now? You were just distant.
I am distant today.
We're a little distant.
All right, so they have Phillies.
A hard time.
Phillies coming in fourth with the fourth best. I don't like those odds. I think they're stupid. I don't think the Brewers. I think the Phillies are better than the Brewers right now. So I don't like those odds. I don't like that. I think they could beat the Dodgers too. So if they stay, if Schwarber stays, I mean, he's got 50 home runs now, right?
That's insane.
I mean, he's going to. We have a lot of baseball left, and he's going to beat what's-his-name's record of 58.
Think how good we'd be if he would have figured out this lineup earlier.
Ugh. Oh, and he's sitting Castellanos a lot, too.
Good.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't like Castellanos. I'm glad he's sitting. Anyway, so where they, I don't even think they get past the wild card round.
I don't know.
I think they. I actually think they. I still think the Mets. The Mets were beat us, but they can't beat anybody else.
It depends if they're on a roll or not. I don't think they're good enough to win.
Well, they have to win this year because that's it. This is their window's done. The window's over.
Ding,
ding.
That's my computer. It says your battery is low. I don't need that anyway. I don't need you anyway. Anyway.
Anyway.
Anyway. What else we got going on?
It's a quiet episode. What do you want to talk about the next time? I'd like to talk about movies.
Next time we'll have football.
I guess so.
Oh, my God. Movies.
I didn't give you my picks for the week.
Go.
Okay, so how's this going to work? I give you three?
Give me three, and then we'll secretly take the two from you, and if the people come in and say...
These are the other two.
Okay, I have to ask for the other two.
You have to ask for them.
Okay.
I'm not just going to willy-nilly give it to you.
No.
Okay. These are against the spread.
Oh.
Okay. I'm taking Philly -7.5 over Dallas.
Just a win, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
But -7.5 points. Mm-hmm. I'll take that. Second game, I'm taking Las Vegas. They are an underdog, a 2.5 points over New England.
Mm. Where's it at?
I believe New England.
Mm.
And my third one.
I'm going to disagree with you on that one.
My third one, which I think is easy, it's Pittsburgh -2.5 against the New York Jersey Jets.
New York Jersey Jets.
I don't know if the Jets are going to be any good. When are they good?
No, they're awful all the time. They got a rookie. I think they got a rookie.
So I don't think Pittsburgh is. I don't know. Where's Pittsburgh finished? I mean, we have a lot of Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh should have a really good defense.
My son-in-law is a Pittsburgh fan.
I do not like their quarterback.
Who's the quarterback? Russell? No, Russell went to.
No, the old guy.
Wait, where did Russell Wilson go? Oh, he's there. Is there Russell Wilson there?
No, they got Rodgers.
Oh, Rodgers. How many games does he play?
Three
games?
Yes.
He's 40 years old.
Yeah. Oh. He's high all the time.
He gets high all the time?
He's high all the time.
Really?
Do you ever hear his stories about what he does in the off season?
No.
I think he's on...
He goes to different, like, international locations to do different kinds of weird relaxation techniques.
I need that.
The other year, he went to a room where they locked him in there for 48 hours in the dark.
With nothing?
With nothing. No sound, no nothing. It's just to let him.
I would kind of like that. Nobody bothering me for 48 hours.
Yeah, but how long are you going to do that?
It would drive you insane. It would drive you insane.
I think you would be. I'm
kind of scared of the dark, so I went totally.
But wouldn't you, if you were there by yourself for 2 days, you're going to want some kind of human interaction.
We're talking the dark.
Your dog.
Talking the dark.
Yeah, I don't like the dark.
It's not like you got fantastic furniture or nothing. You're in a room.
A nightlight.
Nothing.
Nothing. You can't have anything.
The whole point is to, like, completely numb all your senses.
Can we try it with you and see what happens?
No, because I would hate it.
You don't like the dark either?
I don't mind the dark. It's just I'm just constantly thinking, and I would think so much my brain would get hot.
Oh, my God. I do overheat. Think all the time.
Yes, I get FOMO.
No.
Well, I would be like shit, I got to go do this. I got to do that. Yep. I got to do this. That's
well, that,
that's
yeah.
my brain going.
I can't wake up on a Saturday morning and relax. I wake up and the first thing I think of is what I have to do that day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't ever really sit down. I know that's
of course I don't
shocking to you all.
Of course, I don't have tens of millions in my pocket either. So.
Well, no. That's true.
Peyton does. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's rich.
It's from her bar manager career.
Not all of you can be a bar manager. Sorry.
Hmm. Oh, well.
Yeah, I'm not good at relaxing.
It's not like you with your OnlyFans. I mean.
No, he does Feet Finders.
Oh, Feet Finders. Oh, I think it's OnlyFans.
I've got a few picks for you, by the way.
Thank you. I have to up my subscription. Renew it.
Do you know I one time went, I went twice with my daughter to get our pedicures.
I love that.
I did. The first time was a raging success. The second time, I got like scratched by this lady, this old Chinese woman, and I got cellulitis on my leg.
Are you being serious?
Yeah,
I'm serious. And I was in the hospital.
He told
the
story
like
a while back.
You were in the hospital?
Yeah.
From getting a pedicure.
Cellulitis is an infection under your skin, and they can't get rid of it unless they give you IVs. So I had to sit in a hospital for like 4 days.
I bet you haven't gotten a pedicure since.
Did you get a gas card?
No.
That's what you're going to get out of this.
Did you get a free gift card?
Yeah. They didn't even have anything. I wasn't going to go back. scratch me up some more, Grandma.
What was her name?
I don't know.
Probably Suzanne.
I just have a feeling that wasn't her name.
I want to go in and do that.
It's a Chinese woman. So yeah. It's like, Hu Feng Pu.
I want to go in and like to have this trans...
With those dogs?
Yeah. Well, I got nice feet.
Okay.
I want to do that. You can
the
translating headphones. Go in and listen to they're talking.
I
shit
would love that because I
what do you
know.
What do you want to say? They talk to each other and go, "Oh, this fat motherfucker."
Yeah,
for sure. I know when I go in.
His feet are so ugly.
He stink like crazy.
Oh no! Get in between.
No! Your turn. You. Do
you
him.
Get in between.
You do him.
Is it like the cheese grater? Breaking the cheese grater.
You know, I just realized we have really bad Chinese accents.
I can do a good one. I can do a Japanese accent pretty good, but I'm not doing it right
Who
now.
Who says it's pretty good?
Everybody says it's good.
Oh, okay.
I'm not doing it today, though.
Yeah, no. I feel like
it's almost as good as your Aussie one.
Frowned upon? Oh, so it's bad.
No, you have a good... No, it's not Aussie. You do a good British accent.
Thanks. Not doing it.
No?
No, not doing it.
Oh, you're fun. Come on.
You've done it before.
I can't just whip it out. It's got to like come.
We're just going to let that one go.
It's got to come to me.
Okay.
Rubmaps.com.
Let's move on.
Remember that? Rubmaps.com back in the day.
Oh, did they ever? Like so long ago. Yeah.
Did they ever?
Well, no. They did email me. They sent out somebody to be sponsored.
Cease
but
and desist order.
I had to decline the offer. You know, it looks bad on my teaching career, so it's usually frowned upon.
Yep. So what do you want to talk about in the next episode? Eagles?
Absolutely.
Eagles, movies.
Movies.
Ghosts.
Yeah, we got to start setting up for that, the ghost thing.
We do. And I actually had some other people express interest in that. So, yes, we will get that.
Well, I get a prime seat.
Do you want to do it around...
Halloween?
Halloween.
Ooh.
That was pretty good.
Thank you.
It was like ringing in my ear.
That was bad.
We probably do it like a good week before Halloween.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we're not going to do it on Halloween night.
Oh, that would be so
much. Can't on Halloween night. You know what Halloween night is this week?
What?
This year.
It's a Friday.
It's a Friday. And it's actually the 31st on a Friday. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be spooky as shit.
We're going to have a party here.
I hope school's canceled that day. yeah, you think I'm kidding. I'm not kidding.
we're going to have a Halloween party.
I can't make it.
That week.
That's weird. I think I'm busy. Are you busy?
I don't know.
You have to be here.
I'm just kidding. I'll be here.
Who's going to clean?
Looks like I'm a little busy. I don't know.
Anyway.
I'll win best costume, best dressed.
What are you going to be?
Spooky. Well, I can't tell you.
You have no clue.
It'll be a secret.
It can be a ghost.
No. Huh. I'm going to be you.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to wear a bald cap.
Oh, you're going
to
be bald?
And I actually wore a bald cap 1 year to school because it was twin day. One of the other teachers, they're bald.
So oh my God, that's
I wore a bald cap and he gave me his clothes and I wore, and I was him.
What, so Halloween, there's a good, we got a few minutes left. Give me some of your costumes, what you were when you were younger. I can't say half of mine, but.
One of the favorites that I did was, do you remember the woman that was in the Navy that, the guy that
when you were a kid, that's not now. When you were a kid,
huh?
When you were a kid, not now.
Yeah, that was like Dorothy.
I've always Dorothy.
Been, yeah,
I've always been big on zombies.
So you were a zombie when you were younger?
Oh, many, many times.
Really?
I did the whole makeup and I went crazy with it. One year I actually got into the latex and I did like,
oh my gosh,
rotten skin and everything.
Really?
It was awesome.
When I was in kindergarten, my mom dressed me up as a witch, and she put green face, whatever it was, makeup, and I was so allergic to it that during the parade, my face started swelling up, and I had an allergic reaction.
Oh, my God.
I haven't been a witch since.
I dressed up as a woman once when I was a kid. I had high heels on.
It's liberating.
Yeah, I felt good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was a woman.
Did you borrow your sister's skirt?
My mother.
Did you get hit on?
I kind of look like a boy though, so I'm hoping no. I don't remember.
You should do that this year. Can you do that for my birthday?
What, dress up as a woman?
I'll do your makeup.
No.
We'll get you a little wig.
No.
You'd look nice with some eyeliner.
We'll shave your beard.
I don't like dark lipstick.
Maybe we could do your like fingernails.
Oh my God, we're gonna go all out.
Oh my God, let's.
Oh my God, I can't wait. That.
That'll be fun.
I know.
What's wrong with you two?
Extreme makeover.
A lot.
No. So you were Dorothy. What was your favorite kind? Do you remember? See, when we were younger, we had to deal with like the plastic. Like our we had plastic. We had a band that goes around our head, and it smelled really bad. Like the costumes, they were like, as soon as you walk out the door, they ripped. I think it was Spider-Man 1 year that ripped. Oh, you know who I was 1 year? I was Welcome Back Cotter.
I don't even know who that is.
I know. Welcome Back Cotter.
I was the last of five kids, so every costume I had been used like...
No.
You got the hand-me-down one.
You can't have a hand-me-down with the plastic ones. Oh, they ripped.
No, it was all crap. It's all crap.
I was a hobo 1 year.
I was in a box in the garage.
Yeah.
Let's pull it out and see what kind of rotten crap we can stick on you today.
I was Dracula. My sister was Tweety Bird.
Oh.
I remember that.
Yeah, I was a Penn State cheerleader. That was random.
That's a stretch.
A witch.
One time,
that's a stretch.
Yeah, you said you were a cheerleader.
Oh.
It's like me Dorothy. Going out when I was younger as a baseball player.
One time when we were like 14, we didn't dress up anymore, but we used to like play tricks on people. So my buddy had this one doll. It was like the size of like a 6-year-old. Right? And he would put a mask on it and everything and stand at the front door holding a trick-or-treat basket. And when the people would be talking to it, thinking it was a little kid, of course it didn't respond or anything. So he would go up and he would smack it.
Oh, my God.
And they would start freaking out, like, why are you hitting a little kid? And then he would smack it again, and it would actually fall down. And they would freak out and everything until they realized it was just a fake.
Oh, my God. Speaking of dolls, that Conjuring, that Annabelle.
Oh, yeah, what's going on with her?
Well, the owner, the guy who went around, he's dead.
Did you see who bought her?
Some guy bought her.
Matt Rife.
No, he did not.
Yes.
He's so stupid. He's going to die.
I'm going to actually look that up then and fact check that.
She was going around. They were in Gettysburg. And then the dude died. He died. Anybody goes around her is going to die. My wife is going to die.
You know what? I learned this.
You heard it here first.
We went to a yard sale. And this guy was selling this real big mirror.
Yeah.
And my wife liked it. And my daughter's like, no, you can't buy it. You can't buy it. I didn't realize that evidently you're not allowed to buy a used mirror at like a yard sale.
Why?
Because that's where the
spirits
stay in there.
Yeah.
So if you take that home, you're going to have activity at your house.
Yeah, I actually did know that. Comedian Matt Rife.
Never buy a used mirror.
Is the new owner and legal guardian of the Annabelle doll.
That is So stupid.
So stupid and completely random.
Everybody that owns her dies.
It's so random, like, that he bought
everybody's
her.
Gonna die, yes, but dies, like,
that's fun.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
Well, I don't know why he would do that.
Because he's got money to burn.
Well, he doesn't have that much money to burn.
Well, he's got more than you and I.
How do you know? I'm a bartender.
Who's Matt Rife?
He's a comedian.
He's not even that funny. I don't even think he's that funny. He's okay.
I never heard of him. So
he's just really cocky, and he's just sarcastic to people. Like, he'll tell somebody in a wheelchair, stand up for me, or something like that, or like, you know, like, oh, don't get up.
Yeah, I don't find those jokes.
Yeah, he says all the time, don't get up. You know, or the lady has cancer, and she has like stage 4 cancer, and the daughter's sitting behind her, and he goes, what's the matter? You don't want to sit next to your dying mother? Stuff like that. I don't think he's that funny.
Some things he says are funny. Those jokes, you know, I don't laugh at that stuff.
No, it's horrible.
I don't find that stuff funny. He also, because now I'm looking him up, was the head campaign person of Elf Cosmetics. It's kind of weird. That's a makeup line.
I was thinking that maybe it was the...
No, it's a makeup line. That's why I thought it was...
I thought it was like from the movie Elf.
What do you think his net worth is?
Him? $250,000.
No.
More than that?
Oh, yeah.
He was on that, what was the name?
Like,
of
a lot more.
Really? How much?
Almost as much as Travis Kelce. $50 million.
No. Serious? He's not even that.
The talented. Young girls love him.
Well, I think he's just, I don't like him. I don't think he's funny.
Still worth $50 million.
Nikki, what's her name?
Glazier.
Mm-hmm. Is she funnier than he is?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She's coming here. Let's see if we can get her on
She's
the podcast.
She's coming to Adler Brewing?
Well, let's see if we can get her on the podcast.
Cool. That'd be cool.
Is she coming to what, Reading?
Yeah, she's coming to Reading.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
She would insult the shit out of you.
That's fine. Mm-hmm. I do like her. I think she's funny. There's a lot of things out there that people would be surprised that I like. Like singers and stuff.
Like the kind of music you listen to?
I'll listen to some crazy stuff, like stuff that you wouldn't think.
You're crazy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, stuff that's not like people would think that I would listen
to. Miss New Booty.
I found you.
Yeah.
Miss New Booty.
You're so hip.
I have no idea.
Yeah. We know, Gene. All right.
I know.
But I do like Pink. I enjoy Pink.
Oh, my
God. I think she's very talented.
You're crazy.
You know what I'm starting to get into? Some of these like new guys that are like kind of country, but not quite.
Oh, yeah.
Like Jelly Roll.
Yeah.
I love Jelly Roll.
I'm really big into him, and there's like a couple other
Morgan Wallen.
I like him, and there's a couple other ones that I can't remember their names because I need Prevagen.
Okay.
But all that kind of...
Should we get paid for that every time we announce Prevagen?
Prevagen?
Yeah, Prevagen.
It helps you.
Rabmaps.com.
Helps you focus. I've been using it for years. No, I haven't.
No. You just don't remember.
I think I have. I don't know.
I've never even heard of it.
But I don't like all the side effects of everything. Everything you take has a side effect. Like,
can't find your glasses here.
The constant erections.
Thank you.
I hate when that happens to me from my medicine. The worst.
Well, that's enough.
Well, this has been fun, guys. Yeah. But
yep.
I'm done.
It's an off week.
It's kind of an off week.
It's because we're coming off of Labor Day and we're back to school. We're back to school, Breen.
I think next week we're going to be wound.
I don't know about that.
I think we are because I'm gonna tell you some of my ideas.
Why you don't like that when I was a spring? You gave me a look like you're not.
No, I gave you a look. No.
I'm gonna give you some of my ideas for Jeopardy.
All right.
It's gonna be off the hook. It's gonna be fun. It's gonna be a crowd involved event.
Goodbye.
Next week, and go Birds, right?
Go Birds.
In Dallas, where I'm from, they're hard to find. Something about that silver and blue with the Tecova boot. There was a pretty one to my right when she sat down and gave me that wink. I missed the kickoff, but I didn't care. I feel really special going down at the link. Oh, wish she could have been there. The Cowboys are sure gonna miss her. I hate to break it to them. She looking better in green. Tomorrow she was planning. She'd away and change her philosophies. Was it the fans? Was it the lights? Could have been my arm wrapped around her all night. I knew she was the one when she said.
said the words, not the words in my frame. Oh man, she said, go birds. She said, go birds. Oh, she said, go birds. I drove her down to the Jersey Shore. She wanted something more than a Lone Star Texas guy. Told her about my favorite running back while we were running back. The time from that night when she leaned in and gave me that kiss. I missed the exit, cause I didn't see how a pretty Dallas girl could win a Philly boy. We were making history. The Cowboys are sure gonna miss her. I hate to break it to them, she's looking better in green. Tomorrow she was planning on leaving, but she don't wait and changed her philosophies. Was it the fans? Was it the lights? Could be my arm wrap around her all night. I knew she was the one when she said the words. Now the words you might think. Oh man, she said, go birds. And ask for being so sorry. Wait, I ain't sorry about stealing your girl. Another underdog winner taking over the world. Cowboys are sure gonna miss her. I hate to break it to them, she looking better in green. Tomorrow she was planning on leaving, but she don't wait and change her philosophies. Was it the fangs? Was it the lights? Could have been my arm ever around her all night. I knew she was the one. She said the words, not the words you might think. Oh man, she said.